Today we kick off a new series. Who's excited about a new series? Yeah, you guys, it's so great. In the last series, I couldn't hardly stop it. We lasted with the same series all summer long, which is a rarity here, but the Holy Spirit was moving in such a way. You guys just are so hungry to grow, and I love seeing that. We had such a great service this morning, already one full service and another one here today, and we're excited about what God's going to do in this service in your life as we kick off this new series called I Believe. Turn to your neighbor and say, I believe I can fly. I believe I can touch the sky. Today we're going to kick off this series called I Believe. And we talk about the word believe. It means what it coincides with the word faith. We're going to be talking about what it means to have faith in the Christian walk. And we're going to unpack this here. But let's go ahead and go jump right into our opening text today before we start unpacking this. Let's look at our opening text in Hebrews 11:6. It says, but without faith, it's what? Come on, say it like you mean it. Without faith, it is? You mean without faith, it's probably not, right? Probably not? How about without faith, it's improbable? No, without faith, it is what? Impossible to please God, to please Him. Now, this should be our cue right here. If you ever read any verse in the Bible, that should make you say, this verse right away should grab your attention and say, I want to learn to please God. I want to learn what it means to please God. And he says, without it, if we don't have an understanding what faith is, it's impossible to please him. For he who comes to God must believe. I believe. I must believe that he is. That's a good name for the series. I believe. Believe that he is. That he is a rewarder of those who diligently seek him. Let's go right back into our next part of the verse, James 2:17. James 2:17-20 says, also, faith by itself, if it does not have works, is what? Dead. Faith, if it doesn't have works, is dead. He said, you can say you have faith all you want. You can say, I believe all you want. But if your actions don't follow what you say you believe, he says you're a dead man walking. And this is the problem we have in the church. We have way too many Christians that are walking around with this big bell going ding, 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 dead man walking. Have you ever seen that movie, The Green Mile? They're walking through there. And they used to walk through when they were taking the prisoner to the execution room. They rung that bell and it was a sign that a dead man was walking. Some of us here, we say we got faith, but in all reality, there's a bell ringing behind us saying, dead man walking. Because they say they believe, but their actions are not following what their mouth says. No other subject in the New Testament is as important than the subject of our faith. Let me say it again. No other subject in the New Testament is as important as the subject of faith. It's the foundation of which we base our relationship with Jesus Christ. Not only our salvation, but our everyday walk is based on faith. So we must have a correct understanding. Because the Bible is very clear that salvation cannot happen without faith. Prayers cannot be heard without faith. God cannot be pleased without faith. How many think these three areas are pretty important to the Christian walk? Yeah. And so if these things are important to us in our everyday walk with God, then we got to have a correct understanding of what faith really is. Because we can't please God without it. We're not going to grow without it. We're not going to have the right relationship with the Father without it. I'll not have a full understanding of the Son, Jesus Christ, who he is, without faith. One of the most insulting things you can do with somebody is not to believe them, right? Come here, Pastor Joe. So if Pastor Joe and I were close, this is the man right here, and Pastor Joe says, Pastor Gene, I got some things I need to tell you. Because I know what you're going through, and I got some things that can save you a lot of trouble if you'll just listen to what I say. So he tells me some things that will save me time, that will save me money, that will save me heartache, that would save me a lot of trouble if I would just take his advice and listen to him. So he tells me these things, and then when he gets through telling me, I go, I don't believe you. Even though he and I have a great relationship and we're great friends, if I tell him I don't believe him, what am I saying? I'm saying you're not credible. I mean, would you be insulted? Absolutely. Now, if he was a stranger, you wouldn't be insulted because they don't have credibility. But for somebody that's supposed to be good friends, and he tells you something from his heart that decides to help you out, and you say, I don't believe you, I mean, that's one of the most insulting things we can do to each other, right? Thank you. So think about that. One of the most insulting things we can do to God is to say, I don't believe you. Well, Pastor, I would never say that. Oh, really? Because for many of us, we say we believe, but we walk out like God is not credible in our life. We walk our everyday walk like he's not credible, like he's not really telling the truth. What is God's desire? God's desire is to be loved by us, to be obeyed by us, and to be believed. He wants us to believe him, to take him at his word. See, faith, listen to me, faith is the ultimate way of worshiping God. I know coming in and lifting hands and singing songs like we just did, those are powerful times of worship. Very important. They usher us into the presence of God. We need those times. We should be praising God. Scripture talks about all kinds of ways to worship the Lord. Kneeling, crying, celebration, raising of hands, sometimes dancing. There's lots of ways to celebrate and to worship the Lord through music and song. But I believe the greatest way that we can worship the Lord is through operating every day in faith. It's when our life lives out that we believe what he says. And we back it up with our actions. Because faith honors God. God honors faith. Let me say it again. Because faith honors God, God honors faith. Faith says, God, I believe you are who you said you are. And because I honor you and believe, then God says, I want to honor faith. Are you finding it? So faith moves God. When I honor God with my faith in him and what he says, God in return honors my faith. This is how it works as a Christian. Faith is fundamental to our Christian walk. It's the fundamental foundation. We must have a clear biblical definition of what faith is. Notice what I said. We must have a clear biblical definition of what faith is. There's so many definitions out there, as you've heard. It's all right to have a name it and claim it and blab it and grab it mentality. I'm not against positive words. You know, I've preached a whole series on the power of our words. I think our words should line up with our faith. But faith, fundamentally, we can't afford just to be there. We gotta be beyond our elementary understanding of what faith really is. We can't afford to be elementary in our understanding of faith. We must have a biblical understanding, a true definition. So I commit to you this. We will open up the word of the Lord. We'll look at it together during this series, and we'll understand and look and dissect the word together and say, God, what does faith really mean to us? What is your word really saying about faith? And let's learn to operate it so that you and I can honor the Lord the way we should every day. We can worship him the way he wants to be worshiped. And we can walk in faith and please the Lord. I want to please the Lord. How about you? Thank you for those two people who want to be blessed in your life. The rest of you, God help you. Hallelujah. How many want to honor the Lord? Amen? Yeah, I know you do. So we need to stop walking in assumption and make sure we know what the Bible really has to say about faith. Before we can understand what faith is, we must understand what faith is not. Because faith is not a weapon we can hold God hostage to. God, if you love me, I'm putting faith in you to answer this prayer in my life. And if you're really God, then you'll answer my prayer. No, I don't use my faith to hold God hostage. I don't have to test God in that area. He doesn't have anything else to prove. Let me say again, he don't have anything else left to prove. He's already proved it on the cross. in the resurrection, he's already proved it. So I don't use my faith to hold God hostage. He doesn't allow it. It won't be stood for. But the purpose of faith, look at this statement. The purpose of faith is not to accomplish the will of man, but the will of God. And this is where we get confused as Christians. We think our faith will accomplish our will. If I have faith in God, it'll accomplish what I want. God, you'll bring the things that I want, that I desire in my heart. God, you'll bring the things I want in my life if I have enough faith. And when it doesn't happen the way I want it to happen, then it must not be real. Oh, God, you must not love me. Oh, God, I must have done something wrong. When we got to have a true biblical definition of faith, it's not about accomplishing my will. A true biblical definition of faith is about accomplishing the will of the Father. It's God's will. Turn to your neighbor and say, you better wake up. It's about to get good. See, faith's job is not to fetch me what I want. I don't care what you heard on TV. Faith's job is not to fetch me what I want. Faith's job is to fetch me what God wants for my life. Faith's job is to fetch me to what God's will is for my life and what God wants in my life. So knowing this, anyone who has a clear understanding that faith's job is to bring God's will in my life, not what I want. So when I pray about something and want something really bad and it doesn't come to pass, I had that short time where I sit down and say, God, I don't understand. That's okay. It's all right for short time, okay? That's right at the morning, the thing you wanted. It didn't come to pass. But also, I say, God, it didn't come to pass, but I really wanted that. But I know that my faith says this, that if it was ordained to me, it will come to me. And if it didn't come to me, it must not be for me. And so I'm going to hold off and wait until you bring the perfect thing that you have ordained for my life. Are you understanding that? And so it helps me to dry my tears. It helps me to pick up my head and say, God, you must have a better plan. God, you must have a different way. God, you must have got a different desire for me. And God, I'm going to dry my tears and I'm not going to walk around in self-pity for a long time. I'm going to pick myself up. I'm going to pick my head up and say, God, you're in control. Because faith, if faith doesn't bring it to me, it wasn't for me. It's not your faith was weak. Because he says, if you only have faith small as a mustard seed, you can move the mountain. It wasn't that you didn't have faith. It's that you didn't have faith in the right thing. You thought maybe it was for you. It wasn't for you. So don't cry when that scholarship wasn't given to you. God's got a different plan. When that job wasn't given to you, don't cry. God's got a different job for you. When you got missed on that promotion, that's okay. God's holding you out for something better. I got faith, God. It wasn't for me. You've got a better plan. See, faith says, God, your plan, not my will. God, you must have got a different will for me. Because see, faith's job. Look at this. Understand that faith will only bring to me what God has assigned to me. Do you believe God's got a will for your life? Yes. You better believe that. God's got a will for your life. Does God have a purpose for your life? Yes. He is a purpose-driven God. He has got a purpose and a divine will for your life. And if it's in his divine will and he's got a purpose for you, it will come to you. Faith brings the things of God to me, but it won't bring the things that God doesn't want for me. And I got to be okay with that. The mature Christian learns to differ the two. I don't give up on God because he didn't bring to me what I prayed. No, it wasn't for me. God, you got something better ordained for me. Thank you for that. Amen. Hallelujah. All right. So dry your eyes. Pick up your head. It's going to be okay. Some of you want to blame other people. There's a lot of spiritual conspiracies out there, isn't there? Well, I didn't get God's will for my life because this person stood in my way. Let me tell you, have you read the Bible? Because when you open up this thing called the biblical thing, you know, the Bible thing, you open it up and read it, is full of stories where man tried to stop people from getting to God. And even though you may come and say, God, I'm praying for your will to be done. And man says, no, it ain't going to happen. If God says it's going to happen, he'll cause people to pick you up and carry you to the roof and cut a hole and lower you right down in the middle of his presence if necessary. Man won't stop God's will. Are you following me? God will bring it to you if he's got it for you. And my faith unlocks that. And if it doesn't come to me, then it wasn't God's will. Oh, he's got a better plan. So faith won't bring me what I shouldn't have, right? Faith won't bring me what I shouldn't have, but listen, a lack of faith will cause me to miss what I should have. This is powerful. Now, faith won't bring me the things I shouldn't have, but if I don't have faith, I'll miss out on the things God does want for me. So faith is important. I just got to make sure I'm believing God for the right things. And if I'm believing God for something that doesn't come my way, all right, God, you got a different plan. I'm going to believe you for the next step, and I'm going to wait until you unfold that in my life. I'm going to wait until you bring that answer. God, I'm going to wait until you supply that need. God, I'm going to wait because you got a different alternative than what I thought was going to happen. And so I'm waiting. I'm waiting. Don't let your lack of faith cause you to miss out on God's perfect will for your life. Matthew 13. This happened to some people in Jesus' hometown. Remember that? Jesus went home, his hometown. He'd been doing miracles and all these great teachings and all these things have been happening all around. Then he goes home to his hometown and they were offended at him. Isn't this the carpenter's son? Now he thinks he's the son of God. Hey, we went to school with him. He installed our cabinets. They were offended at him. Look what happened. But Jesus said to them, a prophet is without no honor except in his own country, in his own house. Now, what? Now he did not do. This is important. Now he did not do many mighty works there because of their what? Unbelief. Their lack of faith. Their lack of faith. Let me ask you this. Can Jesus do anything he wants to do? Yes. Can God do anything he wants to do? Yes, he can. It didn't say he could not do. It says he did. He made a choice not to do the miracles there. He made a choice not to do his mighty works there. He made a choice not to operate there. Why? Because of their unbelief. So when I walk with unbelief, when I walk with a lack of faith, God is saying, I'm choosing not to operate there. That's why I encourage you every time we come together that you let faith arise in your heart, that you let faith build up, that as you come together at Destiny Church, we come anticipating that God's presence is going to be here. We come anticipating that healing is going to flow through the house and that salvation is going to come to the house and that marriage is going to be restored and people are going to have their hearts softened to Jesus, that people's lives are being changed. And God's true presence is going to be here. Why? Because we're showing up with faith. We get lazy in our faith. God don't show up. We become a social club. We become a Christian hangout. Turn to your neighbor and say, ain't nobody got time for that. No, I want to be where God's at. I want to be where God's moving. I want to be where God is working. I want to be with a true presence of God is at, and that comes when we bring our faith together and say, God, I believe. As Peter said last week in our message, I believe that you are Jesus Christ, Son of the living God. You are Christ, the living Son of the living God. Everything we receive is by grace, correct? Every miracle, every blessing, every promise we receive from God comes through grace. But they're unlocked, they're accessed through faith. We don't earn the blessings of the Lord. I can't earn my salvation. I can't do enough good things to earn my salvation. You can't either. I can't live a perfect life, and neither can you. I can't do enough good things. Everything I receive, every blessing I receive is an act of grace from the Father because He loves me, because He loves you. But I can only access them, I can only get to them through what? Through faith. Let's look at this point in the scripture that all of us should know here today. John 3:16 says what? For God so loved the world that He what? Gave His only begotten Son that, hang on, what? The who? Whosoever would what? Believe would not, but have. Okay, let me ask you this. Has God died for the sins of everyone in the world? Yes. For God so loved the world that He gave His only begotten Son. He died, His Son died for all the sins of the world, correct? So is everybody going to heaven receiving eternal life? No. What's the part in the middle? But only those who believe. You see, the gift is there, but my faith is going to unlock it and walk in it and receive it. See, my faith unlocks the gifts that God has for my life. And we operate it at the very first of salvation in our life. We're walking and learning. Okay, God, You've given us to the world. I believe and I receive it. And we unlock it. It's the whosoever. See, we're right here. This is where we are. And let's say over here is where we want to be in God. God, over there is where I am. Here is where I want to be in You. How do I get there? I get there by taking the bridge of faith. God, I believe You are who You said You are. God, I believe that You got a better life for me. God, I believe that You can redeem me. God, I believe that You can change my years around. God, I believe that You can take my past that was once bad and turn it around for good. God, I believe You can restore my marriage. God, I believe You can bring my children back to me. God, I believe that You can change my situation. God, I believe that You can heal my body. God, I can believe, and I use faith as the bridge to get to where God's taking me and who God's called me to be. See, faith is the bridge that I walk across to get to where God's calling me to be. I've got to realize this, that, you know, I love good news. How many love good news? Come here, Pastor TJ. He loves good news. He also loves good clothes. Man, you are dressed great today. I don't know who picked out your outfit and your color scheme today, but man, you look good. We didn't plan this, by the way. Okay, all right. I got good news for you. The good news is this, that even though you didn't know it, because I'm such a great guy, I deposit a large sum of money into your account. I deposit a large sum of money into your account. I don't mean small. I mean a large sum of money into your account. How many will receive that miracle? Hallelujah. Some of you guys are good. You're going to break off into another worship song right there. He says, thank you, Pastor Gene. All right, we'll sit down. He says, yes. I received that in my account. But how many know it does him no good for me to go and deposit all that into his account if he never takes his deposit slip, his withdrawal slip, and writes out and says, I got to take it out of there and use it? It's there. It's there, but, you know, Pastor Gene's crazy. He told me he put all that money in there, but I don't believe him. I'm not even going to go try to withdraw that because I know it's not going to be there. But yet it's there. How many of us spiritually do this every day? God has deposited so much into our spiritual bank, to our spiritual account, and we never get up and walk like it's there. I just got to get up and walk across the bridge of faith and say, God, I'm withdrawing the things Your Word says about me. God, I'm withdrawing what You say about me. God, You have deposited in my spiritual account, and I've got to go withdraw that by faith. It's there. It's there. But I've got to withdraw it. It does me no good if I never go to the bank and cash it in. See, faith believes that it's there and walks toward it. It says, God, I want to walk in it. I don't want what God doesn't have for me. I don't want what God doesn't have for me. Say that loud. Say, I don't want what God doesn't have for me. But I do want everything God has for me. Come on, say, I do want everything God has for me. So what is faith? What is faith? James 2:18 says it like this. Some will say, you have faith. And he goes, I have works. So show me your faith without your works, and I will show you my faith by my works. He's kind of anticipating the skeptics. They're going to say, well, I have faith, but I don't have works. He's like, great, good for you. Good for you. That's what he says, good for you. I'll show you my faith. See, all right, we're about to get really real around. Are you ready? The problem with most of today's Christian people that I know in the church abroad, not just our church, across the world, I believe, is this. Is we have a lot of people. We have a lot of Christian optimism, but not a lot of Christian faith. We have a lot of Christian optimism, but not a lot of Christian faith. Oh, I believe that God, if it's your will, you'll bring it to me. And we just sit back, relax, walk around optimism all the time. Oh, it's all right. The stars will align just right, and it's just going to happen. And we have a lot of Christian optimism, but we don't have a lot of faith. Because, see, optimism by itself is just optimism. Now, I will tell you this. Faith, true faith, will produce optimism. But just because you have optimism doesn't mean you have faith. So how do you know the difference? The difference is this. Faith starts to act like you believe what's being said. Faith begins to push you to say, you know what? I'm going to walk this way, and I'm going to change my actions. So faith says this. God, your word says that I can change my finances. And I believe, God, I'm just going to wait right here until you change my finances. God, I believe that your word says I can be an overcomer in my finances. They wouldn't control me, but I can be blessed coming. I can be blessed going. It can come down and running over my life. God, I believe it. Optimism says, I believe. Yes, it's going to happen. Faith says, no, I'm going to give. Start giving now what I have to the Lord so he can take that and multiply it according to his word. That's faith in action. All right. I know. Okay. But God, I believe everything. I believe everything your word says for me. God, I believe everything the Bible says for my life. I have faith that God, all these blessings are just going to go. They're just going to come and jump off the pages, and they're going to come to my life while I wait here. But yet we never take time to open up the word of the Lord and read a few promises today. Are you following me here? See, faith says, all right, God, I believe what your word says, so I'm going to read it so it can jump off into my spirit, my heart, and I can begin to walk in it today. This blessing's for me today. That's faith. God, I believe you can bring me a job. And so, God, I'm just waiting for the perfect job. God, I know you get the perfect, I got, let go from my last job. And so, God, it must be a better job. That's optimism. Faith says, God, I believe you got another job for me. God, I believe that you can supply my needs. God, I believe. And faith gets off the chair and walks out and knocks on doors and says, can I, are you hiring? Can I fill out some applications? Faith gets online and fills out some applications and then goes back to the door and says, can I talk to the manager? I want you to know that I filled an application online. Here's my face. If you need me, I'm ready to work. See, that's putting my faith into action. My actions should follow it. No, I don't sit around and wait, God, well, you're going to call someone to call me out of the clear blue, and it's going to be there. No, my faith has got to line up with my actions. My actions are going to follow my faith. Optimism just believes, but faith puts it into action. Faith begins to walk and talk it. And believe it. Basically, what James was saying is if you have faith, act like it. Don't just say you have faith. Act like it. Say, oh, I believe, I believe, I believe. He says, good for you. Good for you and good for you. So do the demons. Welcome to the club. It's not enough just to believe. Without faith in action. He says faith will always correspond with actions. Our actions should always correspond with our faith. So how do you start walking in faith? You start walking in faith is when you get up and start to learn to encourage yourself in the Lord. Let me tell you this right now. For every one of us in this room, if you ever want to see yourself walking in faith and breaking past that barrier, you say, Pastor, I don't know how to do it. The biggest hurdle you're going to have is when you learn to do this. You're going to learn what it means to encourage yourself in the Lord. David had to have that breakthrough in his life. I've had to have that breakthrough in my life. I'm telling you, you're going to have a time when you just learn what it means to encourage yourself in the Lord. Because you're going to try to walk in faith. I'm here. I'm trying to get there. And everybody else is telling me I'm not going to happen. My circumstances are saying it's not going to happen. The things around me are saying it's not going to happen. So I got to put spiritual blinders on and say, God, I don't care what happens. I believe that no weapon formed against me is going to prosper. I believe that I'm more than an overcomer. I believe that I am blessed. I believe that I'm the head and not the tail. I believe that if I begin to cry unto you, that you will draw near unto me. I believe if I call out to you, you will empower me and strengthen me. And I believe that my family can come back. I believe that my children can come back. I believe that my finances can be blessed. I believe that healing can come to my body and nobody else is there to pray with you. You learn to encourage yourself. You see, it's good to be pumped up by Pastor Gene on Sunday, but what are you going to do tomorrow? See, faith learns to walk it out. Faith learns to encourage yourself. And if you ever want to walk in faith, you'll have to get past that point and say, I'm ready to encourage myself in the Lord. If I'm ever going to get there, I walk that bridge of faith, encouraging myself. When everybody else doubts you, when everybody else is speaking negative, you speak over yourself. You encourage yourself in the Lord. They were ready to kill David. He had to get alone and encourage himself because nobody else was going to encourage him. They were going to kill him. He had to find his place of encourage himself in the Lord. So what is faith? Let me give you the simplest definition I know to give you today. We've been talking about it all day. What is faith? The definition of faith is this. Acting, faith is acting like God is telling the truth all the time. Faith is acting like God is telling the truth all the time. See, faith is a present tense thing. Faith is present tense. It's not a past tense. It's a present tense. Look where Hebrews 11:1 says. It backs up this thought. Everybody say it. Now. Let's say it together. Now faith is. Now faith is. One more time. Now. Faith is. The present tense. Faith is now. Faith is now. So the question is this. It's not, did I believe? The question for you is not, did you believe? The question is, do you believe? Some of you believed in the past. You've had faith in the past. But the reason why you're stuck now is because you're not walking it out today. You're trying to live off of yesterday's faith. You're trying to live off what happened last year instead of getting up today and say, today's a new day. God, I'm going to believe you today. I'm going to walk and live my life today like everything you said was true in my life. That everything you word about me, I believe is true. And I'm going to walk it out in faith, in faith, in faith, in faith, in faith. Today, today, today. Faith is perseverance. It doesn't quit when you don't get the answer you want. Right? Faith doesn't quit when you don't get the answer you want. I mean, you should be able to look at Facebook today and thank the Lord that God didn't answer some of your prayers back in high school and college. Come on, you know exactly what I'm talking about. You prayed those prayers. God, I can't live without her. God, I can't live without him. And you look back 20 years and go, oh, thank you, Father. Oh, God. God, you kept me out of a mess on that one. God, you saved me. And we can look back now and laugh about that and thank God. Oh, thank you. But we can't handle it today in our life every day. God, it didn't come to me. So it must not have been for me. Thank you, Father, that you've helped me avoid something that wasn't for me. God, thank you that you helped me avoid something that wasn't for me. And I thank you, God, that you got something better waiting on me. Pastor Gene, I believe that. Then quit shopping for groceries in places that God won't bring you the answer. Some of you got that. Let me say this again. If you really believe that God's going to bring the right thing to you, then quit trying to go out and open doors and places that God's never going to bring somebody to you at, okay? But God, I believe you, but he needs a little help. And so I'm going to get out there just in case that right person. No, you're praying God brings you a spiritual man or a spiritual woman. Be in a place where a spiritual man and a spiritual woman can be present. That's where I shop my groceries. Amen. That won't cost you anything. That's free. I'm just trying to help him out. God don't need your help. I'm just telling you. You're going to be all right. He's doing pretty good so far. Faith is found in our perseverance. Peter had enough faith to get out of the boat. Remember that? Jesus came walking on the water. Peter sees him. Jesus says, that's really you. Tell me to come. And he says, come on, Pete. Let's go. Pete climbs out of the boat, starts walking. And all of a sudden, the winds start blowing. Ah! See, many of us are like Pete. We got faith to climb out of the boat. But as soon as the fan hits our face, little breeze. Oh, God. Oh, God. Oh, God. I'm sinking. God, I'm sinking here. I believe he's like, Pete, little faith, man, little faith. It wasn't that Pete's faith wasn't very big. It's just that it wasn't very broad. Remember what I said? He says, all we need is a small amount of faith to move the mountain. You see, this is our problem. We can believe for faith that God can save me. Through faith, I obtain salvation. I believe, confess, receive it. I can receive faith there, but then I have a hard time trusting Him today on the situation in my life. See, my faith is limited. I've got to learn to let my faith be broad. That I believe that everything God says about me is true. I believe that everything His Word says I can have in my life is true. And I'm going to live my life like according to everything He says He means, and He will bring to pass in my life if I only put my actions in out with it and walk it out. Quit getting distracted when you climb out of the boat and giving up. No, faith perseveres. It hangs on. It doesn't quit when you don't get the answer you want. Faith will produce optimism, but optimism should never be confused with faith. As we close, let me give you these scriptures. Hebrews 12:2. Looking unto Jesus, who is the what? The author and the finisher of our faith. He's the author and the finisher of our faith. He is the author and finisher of our faith. Who is? Jesus is the author and the finisher of our faith. Let me say again. Who should be my rock? Jesus. Who should my faith be in? Jesus. Mark 11:22 says, Jesus answered and said to them, have faith in the stock market, right? No, he doesn't. He says, have faith in your 401k, right? Have faith in that person, right? No. He made it very clear. Have faith in God. Have faith in God. And this is the problem. That many of us here, we don't realize that we put our faith in other things. Even as Christians, we put in our faith the salvation in God. But we put our security in a job. We put our faith in a person. And when those things get taken out of our life, we start to crumble and panic. And what we didn't realize is we had more faith in those things than we did in God. And for the Christian, I got to believe that God, if you're in control of my life, no matter what I face, that you're going to sustain me, you're going to hold me through the storm, you're going to keep me at peace during this time. And if I walk it out, if I keep my eyes fixed on you and keep my eyes off the storm, that I can walk above the storm in my life. I can walk above the waves of my life. It's okay. I can handle it. I keep my eyes fixed on who He is. For many of us here, even as Christians, we want to admit it today. We've had more faith in other things on a broad spectrum in our life and we have the Father. Faith is learning to let your faith widen for every area of your life. How many say, Pastor, today I want, in this series, I want to grow in my faith like I never have before. I want to have a clear understanding. I want to learn not to have trust in things and people and relationships and money and position and titles. I want to learn what it means to have faith in my relationship with Jesus Christ in every area of my life. Anybody here says, that's me, I'm ready to do that. Yeah. This is going to be a good series because we're going to learn how to walk and please the Lord, how to honor God, how to unlock some blessings in our life. I'm going to invite you to stand on your feet today. We're going to close with this song that simply says this: our God is greater. How many believe our God is greater? He's greater than any problem we have. He's greater than anything you're going to face this week. Our God is greater. Let's let it ring today as we close. Declare it out of your heart. Our God is greater.
Water you turned into wine. Open the eyes of the blind. There's no one like you. There's none like you. Into the darkness we shine. And out of the ashes we rise. There's no one like you. There's none like you.
Lift your hands today. I want to pray for you. Father, I thank you, God, that you're allowing faith to increase in this room. God, I pray right now that, God, you begin to cause us to see areas in our life where we've limited you by our faith. I pray right now that, God, when we get up tomorrow, we're going to walk tomorrow out like we believe everything we've ever heard preached about your word, we've read in your word, that's been declared over our life. We're going to walk that out, God. We're going to let our actions follow what we believe. And God, I believe right now that you're going to show us how to walk in true faith. You're going to show us how to live in true faith. We thank you, Father, and we declare you are God of our life. Our faith is in you. Our hope is in you. We're growing in you. We declare, say amen. Put your hands together and say, God, I believe that word over my life today. Thank you so much for being here. God bless you. You guys have a great, great week.